Two terrible tragedies had occurred recently, and the crowd asked Jesus about them. Pilate had killed some Galileans while they were at worship. And then there was a deadly disaster when a tower fell and killed some unfortunate people. What did those poor victims do to deserve this? The people asked. And behind that question is this implied question. Jesus, you are God's spokesman. Why does God allow good things to happen or bad things to happen to good people, like these terrible incidents that have occurred? Now, Jesus doesn't really answer the question, but he tells a parable instead. A farmer had a fig tree, and that farmer is God in this case. The fig tree wasn't bearing fruit. So he says to his assistant, "This fig tree has been here 3 years, and there's no fruit. 3 years, and no fruit. Cut it down. Why should it use up the good soil?" Now, fig trees bear fruit every year in that part of the world, and sometimes 3 times a year. So this was a very unproductive fig tree. But the assistant begged his master to give it more time. "Leave it alone," he says, "for 1 more year. I will fertilize it. If it doesn't bear fruit next year, then cut it down." Now, the Greek word for "let it alone" can also be translated "forgive it." The assistant is asking for mercy, for forgiveness, for more time to allow the fig tree to become fruitful. It's also interesting that the fig tree is going to be fertilized, and that's the polite way of putting it. The assistant will spread dung on the fig tree. And the Greek word is even cruder than that. Is it sometimes necessary for God to bring some dung into our lives in order for us to bear fruit? The fig tree is the people of God. At one level, it's Israel, God's chosen people. But it's also all of God's people, all of those who follow Jesus Christ. God expects us, demands that we bear fruit. This is a truth that's emphasized over and over again in the teachings of our Lord and affirmed throughout the New Testament. We must bear fruit, the fruit of a righteous life. Now, the reasonable thing for the farmer in that parable is to cut down the fig tree. Why waste good soil on an unproductive tree? To cut it down would be in line with God's justice. We will be judged by our fruits. And if there are no fruits, there will be judgment. But God is asked to give it more time, to forgive the fig tree. In God's mercy, He does give it more time. He gives the fig tree the gift of time. We are in the season of Lent, the season of truth-telling. And let's tell the truth. In our own lives and in the life of this congregation, we haven't been as fruitful as we should have been. And what does the Master do to us in our unfruitfulness? God gives us time. There's still time for us to be better disciples and a better, more faithful congregation. Sometimes God's grace is the gift of forgiveness, And sometimes it's the gift of a miraculous intervention. And sometimes it's simply the gift of time. In the early Christian church, there was a strong expectation that Jesus would return soon. The early Christians would often say, "Maranatha, the Lord is at hand," or some translated as, "Come quickly, Lord." They believed that Jesus would return at any time, any day. He's coming soon, very soon. And the church longed for the second coming of our Lord. It's hard for us to comprehend the suffering of those early believers. They were often rejected by their families, ostracized from their communities, and cruelly persecuted. They were persecuted first by the Jews and then by the Romans. Their children were sometimes ripped from their arms and horribly killed. Christians were beaten, stoned, flogged, fed to ravenous lions, and sometimes crucified. Oh, what a glorious day it would be when Jesus returned to this earth in all of His splendor. He will descend on the clouds with trumpets sounding and angels singing. And when Jesus returns, He will bring justice to the earth, and all will be held accountable for what they've done. The early Christians longed for that day in eager anticipation. Maranatha! The Lord is at hand. Come, Lord Jesus. But it's been over 2,000 years, and the Lord has not returned. Why? God is giving us the gift of time, the gift of His mercy. Scripture says that God wants everyone to be saved, so He's waiting. He tarries. Someday there will be justice, but today there is mercy. God is giving us time to bear fruit. And that is our calling, to bear fruit. Over and over Jesus stressed that truth in His teachings. We must bear fruit. We must bear the fruit of a transformed life. We must become more and more like our Lord. And it's the power of the Holy Spirit that will help us to do that. We can't do it on our own. When the Holy Spirit fills us, He gives us the power to be transformed. And in Galatians 5, we read about the fruits of the Holy Spirit. We need to see the fruit of the Spirit growing in our lives. Am I becoming more loving? Am I filled with God's joy? Do I know more and more of the peace of God that passes understanding? Is God helping me to be kind and gentle and growing in those qualities? Am I growing in faith and self-control? I think each year we should be able to look back on our lives and see the fruit of the Holy Spirit changing us. If we don't, we could be in big trouble. And as God transforms our lives, He will empower us to transform the lives of others. With God's help, the lost will be found, the lonely comforted, the sick will be healed, the hungry fed, the naked clothed. I believe our church has helped the Lord to transform lives over the years. We have seen people come to faith and grow in their faith. I believe we have been faithful in sharing the gospel and ministering to others with the love of Jesus Christ. I also believe that God is giving us a new opportunity to do His work. You all know by now the opportunity that we have of partnering with the House of Praise and Worship. I think this is going to happen. I'm not positive, but I think it will. And it's exciting. They are a strong church with wonderful ministries. And I believe that they will continue to thrive in this facility if they join us. And I believe that we will be stronger together. We can help them and they can help us to shine the light of God into the darkness. I'm excited because if this happens, it will be a partnership, not just another church renting our facility. I believe that we will be able to worship together, fellowship together. But most importantly, we will together do the work of God and bear fruit for God's kingdom. God is giving our congregation the gift of time. Time to bear fruit. God calls us to bear fruit in our individual lives and to bear fruit as a church. If we don't, we will be cut down. God has given us the gift of time. Let us use it well. And with God's help, we will bear fruit. Would you join me in prayer? Thank you, Lord, for the gift of time. The gift of time to spread the gospel throughout the world. The gift of time to see more and more people experience the salvation that is found in Jesus Christ. The gift of time to transform our lives so that we might become more and more like Jesus. And the gift of time to meet the needs of so many who are hurting. The lost, the hungry, the lonely, those who live in war-torn lands, those who are involved in slavery of some kind, those who are addicted, those who are living in despair. Lord, there are so many who are hurting. You've given us the time to reach out to them, to minister to the needs that are so strong and prevalent in this world. Please help us, Lord. Give us the desire and give us the power to change the world through your power at work within us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.